kids' TV is a big part of my life now. I've got a two-year-old, so we watch a lot of CBeebies. Mr. Tumble's always on in our house. What do you make of current children's TV in terms of how does it compare to when you were on TV?
The difference with children's television compared to when I was there, there were only two channels you could watch children's TV on, ITV with Rainbow or BBC with Play School. Now there are 30 odd dedicated children's channel. So it's like a scattergun effect. So things have changed. You have to, you know, move with the times. But what I'm saying for children's television is you have to have quality. You have to have substance. You have to have things that children can relate to. No matter where they watch it, it's got to be right. That's why I fought for the digital economy bill. I fought and fought and fought to get ITV, Channel 4 and Channel 5 to start making children's programmes, to make sure when children watch the programme, they can identify with it. Because a lot of the programmes are being bought in. So television has changed, and we've got to go with that, but we mustn't forget substance and quality.
And do you think there are any more barriers that need to be broken in broadcasting?
The thing I've been fighting for the last 43 years is diversity. I keep saying to all the broadcasters, and they see me come in and said, here she comes again, I've been told in my time, shut up or you'll never work again, when I start saying we want more diversity. But I'm a fighter, and slowly, surely, it's happening. And so there are barriers to break down. I want to see people of colour, of different backgrounds, women, in top positions, where you are the commissioning editor, where you are the CEO of a company. I want to see more people around that boardroom table making the decisions, because if you have that, then you'll see a different reflection on our screens, and that wonderful feeling of togetherness, diversity. And when you see someone playing a role, you don't think, what's she doing there? Like Tandy Newton in Line of Duty, that was perfect. What an incredible asset the BBC had there in having her. And there's so many new programmes coming out. ITV is doing a fantastic job too. They're doing things where they're not making a big song and dance about it, and that's what I want. I want it to be natural, the way you saw Floella on Play School. You know, the way children all over the country wrote love letters to me saying, I love you, Floella. I was a black woman, but it didn't matter. It was a person who poured love and affection off the screen and made them feel contented, happy and wanted. And that's my job. And I hope you do the same thing too, because you are a woman of colour. And I want you, when you do your programmes, to inspire others, to motivate others and to say, yes, you can, go for it.